Hey everybody, I'm Dee Dee Leprack, and here is your Unfiltered Black Women with Other Brothers podcast for Monday, June 22nd, 2020. This podcast comes to you Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from downtown San Francisco, short format, under 10 minutes. Thank you so much for subscribing, listening, and telling your friends. I really appreciate you. Hey, I hope you ladies had a beautiful Mother's Day weekend. Hey, what's that? Yesterday, June 21st, was Father's Day. Well, if you are here in America, only 3 out of 10 of you were raised with your fathers in the home. Yeah, that's right. We have our fatherless epidemic. And I deal with the majority. I don't deal with the minority of anything. So I am saying to you ladies, happy Mother's Day. On my other podcast, which is called San Francisco Dam, it's for a larger audience. You listening to me, you guys are pretty hip. You know what's going down. You know we have a gigantic 70% fatherless rate. You know we have a very high out of wedlock rate, 72%. You know that most African-American homes are led by women. You know that most African-American women are not married to the fathers of their children. You all know that, but most people don't. So I made a big, long podcast. It's 25 minutes. So if you want to check that out, it's at San Francisco Dam on Twitter. And it's called Their Happy Grandmother's Day. I'm saying Happy Mother's Day here. Usually what we have is the grandmothers step up to help raise the children, as of course the majority of the black males have never been custodial parents and have never lived with their children. Now I know some of you are listening, you're like, well, that's not me. Well, I'll just tell you again, take 10 black families, 7 of those families are led by women. So we've got a serious epidemic. So hey ladies, thank you for stepping in, taking care of your children's children, helping to take care of the community. Ladies, thank you for loaning people money, letting people live in your house, as long as you are not enabling. There is a big difference between assisting and enabling, and unfortunately, the socialization that many of us get is to enable, and it's supposed to be noble, and religion is also tossed in there, you know, some many gods, and there are more religions than just, you know, your basic black American Christianity. I used to have these conversations with my mom. She was an evangelist, Pentecostal, and we would talk about theology. Sometimes I told her she was a zealot because she would be so pushy with her religion and try to like shove it down my throat. And I said, Mother, don't you know there are many different religions around the world? She's like, well, there's only one God. And I would just like zone her out. I'm like, and I'm circling back to the Happy Mother's Day. A lot of black women do use religion in order to sacrifice themselves and as a control tool. So I totally ignore that. I have some cousins, you know, bless them, real sweet ladies. They keep dropping these Jesus videos to try to control me. I just ignore that. Like somebody praying, like, why do black women think it's their business to get somebody else saved? Can anybody answer that? Why don't you just mind your own business? If your God is real and your God is so good, enjoy that. It's just like if I have a really good new boyfriend, I don't want to tell all my girls about him. I want to keep him to myself. So if God is good and God is real and God is working for you so well, just keep him to yourself. But obviously to me, I have to say, since I am not saved and I am not a believer, I'm saying if there is a God, well, he has definitely failed black women in general. Let's circle back to these statistics. What do we have here? 7 out of 10 households are ran by women. What kind of God would want that to happen? I digress. I'll have to talk about religion at another podcast. But I'm talking about the Father's Day. I scroll around social media. I use social media yet less. I'm not really on Instagram. I've got all my show business names and names of this and that. I just don't use those platforms. I really cut off my Facebook usage about 95%, maybe 99%. But I kind of scrolled around yesterday, and here we go. Like, women were saying Happy Mother's Day, then the non-custodial dads, and they come in, and they talk about what they do. Listen, if these males wanted to raise their kids so tough, they would become the custodial father, and they don't. The men who are going to go get custody for their children are not black males, and that is not a racist thing to say. It's rare that a black male is a custodial parent of their children. So now back to a Happy Mother's Day, since we have a 50-year mass fatherlessness epidemic in America, and it shows by the granddaughters being street soldiers. But honest, let's like keep it real. Don't we think a lot of the political protesting is from people who are bored, that have been in the house bored, and they just want to get out, and it's a good way to kind of swirl? I've been checking out videos of the protests. Of course, you know, I don't go. And I recommend that no black women go, but you are your own woman. I'm not the mama of anybody except two felines, Stevie Wonderful and Mama the Kitty Cat. So if you're going to go out there and march and sacrifice yourself, possibly get your eyes shut out, cut out, shot out, possibly get shot, people are getting shot, possibly get robbed, then your children are going to have to be raised by your mother. So, yeah, I think it's appropriate that I did say at the San Francisco Dam podcast, Happy Grandmother's Day. But I'm thinking people are bored. That's why they're getting out there marching. And Black Lives Matter, well, they admit that it's kind of like a Marxist group. They have Marxist training. I'm not getting out there to march for anyone, and it does seem very hypocritical considering that, yeah, I agree that some police reform needs to happen, although I am pro-police. Throughout my life, police have shown up and protected me. I don't have the same experiences as everybody. Experiences vary. I am not into defunding police at all. I like having police at my beck and call, frankly. But obviously, there is some reform that needs to be going down. But it's now, as I've said before, it's beating a dead horse, overkill. How many more marches and protests? I'm not taking a knee for nobody. I'm not doing that. I'm not taking a knee. I'm not putting my fist up in the air. I'm not going to march. Absolutely not. So we've got a new week. June is almost gone. It's the 22nd of June, 2020. Where has the time gone? In the last 4 months, our world has turned upside down. COVID-19, shelter in place. High unemployment rates. Toilet paper shortages. People losing their jobs. Children not being able to go to school, college is going to be online. Everything has shifted so fast. So I think the most important thing is to stay safe, is to stay safe. So I thank you for listening to this podcast. I'll be back on Wednesday and Friday. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day and a beautiful week. I am Dee Dee LaFrac. This is Black Women with Other Brothers. Everything's beautiful.